Did you have a clear idea when you were at school of what you wanted to do for work?
Well, yes. I mean, where I spent a lot of time with my grandparents after my father died, I was quite interested in working down the quay on the river because, as I say, we lived near it, within sight of the place. But my grandfather also had a small hoarding, a couple of fields near Pan Chalk Pit, where he kept pigs and chickens and so on. So I did sort of briefly get into sort of agricultural as well. But I really wanted to get on the river. But of course, when I left school, by the time I left school, my mother, who'd been widowed for 12 years, remarried in 1957, having been widowed in 1945. And she married a farmer. And of course, it was a small farm, about 50 acres. It was difficult for them to manage on their own, and I was talked into really helping with the family farm, which seemed a good idea at the time, but you know, you've done a lot of hours which you didn't get paid for because it was a family farm. But that was sold off some years later because my stepfather was quite elderly and he couldn't sort of manage the place anymore. And that was my opportunity then to go where I wanted to go, down to work on the river, down the quay, which I did. And but it was much later than I thought, because when I left school at 15, I was quite well known down the quay. I used to spend my childhood playing down there. And when it was known I left school in 1958, I was even approached by Mark Croucher, who was the managing director of Vector Shipping Company, and he asked me if I wanted a job on the boats. But I went back to tell Mother what he'd said, but they talked me into working on the farm instead. So that's what happened. And I left the farm, and I went for a little while to work for another farmer briefly. That was at Dinglers and Lower Watchingwell Farm. That's off the far, almost into Shafleet. And I worked there for a little while, but I left there. And when I saw a job advertised up at Maury's Timberyard in Newport, they wanted someone to help transport the timber from where it was unloaded, which is a place called Medham, which is just up the river from Kingston Power Station, the area known in the river known as Medham. The big Baltic timber ships couldn't get up to Newport. They could only get as far as Medham, where they would tie on boys. And they wanted someone to go down to help bring the timber on a regular basis from Medham up to Newport, onto the quay, and discharge it, where we took on up to the Maury's Yards in West Street in Newport, or the one at Sandown. So I started working for Maury's the first Monday in May 1963, and of course I was based down the quay. The timber ships which brought the timber from Medham to Newport didn't belong to Maury's. They didn't have ships. They belonged to the Vector Shipping Company. They had the contract to bring the timber up, but I had to go down with them to see that certain cargoes were brought up at that time, whatever size the timber they wanted. Maury's also had another gang of workmen which actually discharged the timber from the Baltic ships into the lighters. Now that was separate from what I'd done. I used to go down with Vector Shipping Company, bring the lighter loads of timber up to Newport, where we discharged on the quay. And this was probably in a year. We used to have a timber ship every month, and it used to take at least a couple of weeks to clear the timber from that ship off the quay. Perhaps 2 months of the year we were idle, and they found us other jobs to do. And I'd done that up until 1973, 10 years later. We had a bit of a shock because the timber arrived in the river already pre-packaged, and they decided what we would do then. The timber ship would tie on Medina Wharf at Cowes. The timber would be unloaded onto lorries and brought to Newport. So all the business of transferring timber up the river by ship stopped. So I thought that was time to get out of it. So I left Maury's